Now, boys and girls, all week you've been hearing a lot about the types of music that you've been listening to, and you've heard a lot about backmasking and about the beat and that sort of stuff. But I want to tell you something. It's not just with your music, but it's with the types of music your parents listen to also. And to prove it, I've got some examples right here. Now, this first selection is from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Now, this portion does not specifically involve vocals, but it is designed clearly to incite lust and to call up the demons. Now, just listen to this portion here. There. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? And notice the confusion that's also being portrayed right here. Just. Yeah, right there. Listen, anyway, I ran across this particular selection. I read an article published by some missionaries in 1896. They were missionaries to the American Indians. And they'd brought a copy of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, which was on a cylinder, by the way. And they played it, and the Indians were asking why they were calling up the evil spirits. Anyway, my next selection is considered a harmless children's piece. Okay? But, by the way, it's Peter and the Wolf. However, you'll hear the statement, "Have it your way," and then you'll hear two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, and finally you'll hear, "Where's the beef?" Now listen to this. This is considered harmless, but think of the hedonism that it's promoting. Listen, he'll say, "Have it your way."
They hit that early.
There, did you hear that? This is two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and sesame seed bun. You didn't catch it? Let me try it again. And this next portion here is "Where's the beef?" I think that this stuff, I don't know, I think it just borders almost on blasphemous. My next selection is from a highly revered piece of music. This is by a gentleman named Handel, and this is even from the Messiah. Now, if you were a student of history, you'd already know this, that the reason Handel was writing religious music is because there was no money in secular music at the time. Now, of course, you know that the reverse has happened today. Anyway, you'll listen to this and you'll hear them singing backwards, "Money, money, money." Then you'll hear them sing, "Silver and gold, silver and gold." Right here. That was "Money, money, money." Now listen, "Silver and gold." Yes, yes, I think it's just deplorable. And as my final example, which will prove my point beyond a shadow of a doubt, this next one is from the 1812 Overture, specifically the choral version. Now, this particular piece is designed to promote the consumption of alcoholic beverages, and not just any alcoholic beverage, but beer. The first line you'll hear is, "You only go around once in life," and then you'll hear, "It's Miller time." Now, just take a listen to this. Now, think of the effect that this has had on America. Think of how much this song is listened to in the United States, and think of the effect. There you have it. You only go around once in life. That was pretty clear if you ask me. Now listen, go say it's Miller time. Now that just settles it. I mean, there's not much question after that. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring this up so you'd know, and when you go home to your parents, you can tell them about the types of music they're listening to. And tomorrow night, I'm going to be doing my next in the series, and it's on what is valid music for the Christian today. And I just thought I'd tell you that I don't think anything worth listening to has been written since Gregorian chants. By the way, after the service tonight on the table back there, I've got three different items for a donation of $5. There's Leroy Lookout's handbook to detecting, let's see, how did I say that? Okay, it's Dr. Lookout's unabridged handbook for detecting wickedness in classical music, okay? It's a long title, it's hard to remember, yes. Second, I've got some picks, which are specifically designed for putting through stacks of records, and they go for a donation of $15. And for as an extra bonus, for just a donation of $5, I've got my series on how to scare junior high kids into thinking they'll miss the rapture if they listen to the wrong type of music. Thank you, and good night.
That calls for a song about the wrath of God.